When we think about tshuva, which we will loosely translate as return or repentance, sometimes we have a crisis of confidence. Imagine a young boy who's on a basketball team, and he's not the most athletic of the bunch, and he's sitting on the side, waiting his turn on the bench. He's sitting there anxiously watching his friends, his teammates, they're playing, the game is close, and the coach calls on him. So he moves off the bench to the scorer's table, ready to enter the game. And he feels a sense of uncertainty. How will he play? Will he succeed? Will he not succeed? Will it be too difficult for him? Will he be an effective player? He starts to feel a high level of tension because of this uncertainty. Perhaps this fear could even go so far as to paralyze the young man, not enabling him to play his best because he's just held back by this terrible fear. Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, in the 14th chapter of Orot HaTshuva, instructs us not to be drawn into this fear, to face the crisis of uncertainty with confidence. Says Rav Cook, "Kishaboim lashuv b'tshuva, when we come to return in tshuva, tzrichim ladaat she'ein shum mnia b'davar. We need to know that there are no impediments, there are no barriers to us accomplishing our growth in tshuva. But not only are there no barriers, even more, teaches Rav Cook. For some of us are familiar with the Rambam, and the Rambam Maimonides in the Laws of Tshuva and Hilchos Tshuva tells us that there are 24 things, 24 impediments, dvarim hama'akvim es tshuva, that stand in the way of tshuva. Says Rav Cook something remarkable. Afilu otam chavdalar hadvarim hama'akvim et tshuva. Even the 24 things that impede, that hinder, that perhaps even preclude tshuva. Takef kishimavakshim uboim lashuv alehem. Immediately, instantly, when we seek and come to return on them, shuv einam ba'akvim. These two also fall away. There are no such things as impediments of tshuva. We need to have the confidence and the realization that nothing stands between us and the goal of tshuva, the growth of tshuva. Perhaps this reminds us of the teaching of the Ramban, Nachmanides, in the end of Parshas Nitzavim, where the Torah tells us, Ki hamitzvah hazos, because this commandment, Asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, that I command to you today, lo niflesi mimcha, it is not far away from you, velo rechokahi, it's not distant. And the Torah continues, it's not in the heavens, as if you have to say, go up to reach it. And it's not far past the sea. It's right there. You can do it. But what is HaMitzvah HaZos? Says the Ramban, this mitzvah, HaMitzvah HaZos, is the mitzvah of tshuva, the mitzvah of returning. Says the Ramban, Ein hadavar nifla v'rochok mimcha. It is not far from us, the ability to return. Aval karov eilecha ma'od, la'asoso b'chol eis u'v'chol makom. We should never feel that we are too far, we have gone too long to come back to ourselves and to the Almighty. Hadavar kurova ma'od, it's very close to us. Ein minia, there's nothing blocking us. All we need to do is to engage in that process, to begin, because it is close to us and there is nothing blocking. We may feel at the outset of the process a sense of uncertainty, says Rav Cook. Don't feel uncertain. Feel confident, because this concept, tshuva, is very close to each one of us.